Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wild Card Command Radio. And getting in the fever, let's hear a little bit from Whiskey 6 and his words to the militia.
The American militia must, at this time, prepare itself for what is here, even now. Some of it is yet to come. Our founding fathers and their God-inspired wisdom, but it has. Let us stand together and honor our obligation to the country and Constitution. Let us stand as men and women of a free republic. Let us prepare to do what I'm sure is unthinkable to some of you, but take up arms in defense of our neighborhoods, our families, and our country and Constitution. The incumbent administration has taxed us without representation, imposed medical care and the assorted fees without being duly authorized by the Congress of the United States. They've weakened the world's greatest military and undermine security of our nation. Even now, we're on the cusp, the brink of World War III. Let's answer the call. Let's answer our duty and obligation. If there must be war, let it be here now. Acquiescence only emboldens those who subvert our country. And there are many. The imported jihadists, the American-born jihadists, drug dealers, corrupt LEO, a government who no longer represents the people, but takes care of theirself and herself only. Let us win, lose, or draw, fulfill that obligation and be the Constitution's last line of defense and only hope at this point. God save this venerable republic. Maybe you'll let us help. Fix bayonets. Whiskey 6 out.
Well, thank you very much. And just one second, I believe he is still around. Whiskey 6, do you have any other words? Go for it. You're on the air.
I do not. I'm through with my talking. As many are. But tonight, Paul Bearer brings you the current state of what is going on in this country. Whether you agree, disagree, you know, argue with the facts, listen carefully. We are besieged by our enemies on all sides. Are multifaceted, all share a few things in common. They're better financed. A lot of them are better armed. We have some big advantages for many of us. In our ranks of the earnest patriot, the earnest militiamen, and veterans. Pay heed. We're not out to scare you. I have to let you know this is what's going on. It's part of a 4-part series. I want you all to stand together, as we should. Put aside our differences and let our enemies know not one more thing, not one more step back. Whiskey 6, out.
Well, thank you very much, Whiskey 6. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, things are definitely getting hard. We are right in the middle of a time when the tension is so high in the air that the hair on the back of a bald man's head stands up. I know, I got one. We are looking at some very hard times. We have stores like Walmart. I mean, you figure somebody that's buying stuff so cheap, bringing it here in large containers, putting it ashore in Mexico, bringing it in under NAFTA, putting it on the shelves of the store. They can sell it for anything, but they're closing stores. They can't have no customers. You still have to pay the electricity. You still have to pay the lease on the building, and you still have to pay the people to stand there behind the counter. Well, years ago, you'd walk into a Walmart or a Food Lion or a Costco, and you'd see 6 foot of one brand, four stacked high. Now you're walking in, you're fine at most 2 feet wide and one row out. They're not stocking it. They're not going to stock something that's going to expire. They're not going to stock something that they can't sell. And they surely aren't going to stock something that somebody else is going to steal and take home for free. This is the nation we're in today. This is where we're standing. We're looking at armies all around the globe. On alert, doing exercises. Why all at the same time? Generally, you do it one at a time. That way, my exercise didn't bump into your exercise and cause somebody to get hurt, upset, or shoot back. Now we have Chinese exercises in the South Pacific and American exercises right alongside them. We've even got the Japanese armed and leaving the island. Why? They're in fear. We got North Korea testing engines claiming they can hit New York. Personally, I think the first round will go to Tokyo regardless, so that means they got to have at least two. We've got people all around this nation here. I live in beautiful downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, home of the 82nd. Haven't seen the soldiers in almost since about last May this time. They all got up one day and left. Where'd they go? Nobody knows. The new replacements are here. The people that came up from Atlanta are here, but the troops are gone. Go out to Lejeune. It's so bad out there, they've taken down. They only need two bartenders at night. All the troops are gone. They're gone someplace. Where? Not for us to know. We had the other night on TV on one of the news outlets, they actually showed American troops with NATO troops standing on the ground in the Ukraine. Everybody's ready to go to war. It's time for the militia to get ready also. The soldiers in the uniform, they've got all their orders and all their stuff with them. But are you ready? What's going to start our wars? The first time, the grid goes down. Now, how can the grid go down? Somebody can just reach up there and turn it off. From the time they shut it to bring the nuclear reactors back online is 16 days. That's a long time to go without food. Long time. It's a long time to go without gasoline for your car. But more importantly, is the why. Today, a good 2/3 of Americans live from a debit card to their lips. They don't stock up a lot of food like we did in the old days, because in the old days you had to wait till Saturday when you're off work. You load the wife in the car, you drive to the grocery store, the commissary, wherever you get your food. You load up the car, you stop off at Howard Johnson's and get a milkshake, and you go on back to the house. Then you put all that food away. Nowadays, no one does that. Why? Because most of the food that's pre-prepared has things in it that you really don't want to put on your lips, but you do anyway. But that debit card. Second thing, used to all the people that were on food stamps. They got food stamps. That was a little booklet full of money. They could take that thing down to a store and exchange it for food. Now that goes on a credit card.
You turn off the electricity, none of those cards are going to work. First thing that's going to happen is people are going to get panicked. They're going to run down to the grocery store. The grocery store is going to say, we can't take anything but cash, and they don't have cash. Well, you got to give it. I have, and that's when the food riots start. That's when people start going into the store, getting up a grocery shop, and just shopping. And when they get back to the door, they just go right on out and put it in the car. They don't even think about paying. That's the store's fault anyway, because they have a debit card. And when they give up shopping, when they run out of food to shop up there at the store, they're coming to your house. For some reason, they'll decide that you and I, because we're not there at the grocery store, we've done bought up all the good food, and we should share what we have with them. This is why it's important that the militia stand up. Both halves of the militia. When you think of a militiaman, you think of this raw-boned, hardcore, camouflage, ghillie suit, long rifle, 40, 50-pound back on his back, ready to go out into the world and defend everything. The other half of that militia, that's one that they can't do that. What they're going to do is they're going to protect their neighborhood. They're going to sit out on that front porch with the 12 gauge. They're going to put positions out there around there to make sure nobody comes in and hurts that militiaman's wife. And you know who's going to be out there with them? All of these alphabet agents, when their check quits, they're coming home too. Hopefully they bring all their little tools with them when they come home. Because what we need and what we're going to have here is a home defense. Mr. Rhodes calls them the community protection teams. I call them the neighborhood protection teams. So Mr. Rhodes doesn't get upset with me for his copyright. But we're going to have to set up our teams in our neighborhoods. We're going to need to have to find somebody in there. Who's a nurse? Who's got an empty garage? Okay, pull the garage out. Let's get some concrete blocks, and let's get some slabs of plywood and cut them in half so we can stack them in there. So if someone's sick, we got a place to put them where they can be treated. We're going to have to find someone to start growing food in the backyard. You know, if they got green thumbs and they can grow any kind of flower going, they can grow spinach, they can grow lettuce, they can grow carrots. If they got rabbits out there, rabbits multiply quite well. All we got to do is keep people from killing them too early. All of these things are going to be needed. And when the militia comes back out of the foray, they need some place to come in, get stitches, get bullets removed, get some food, get some clean clothes, get some reloaded ammunition, and battle again. So that's the second half of the militia. But what makes the Army different than the militia? It wasn't supposed to be. The militia was supposed to be the Army. But since about 1800s, they've had a full-time Army out there. What makes them different is they can talk to each other. They can talk to other countries. And that's what we got to do. We got tools out there now. Wildcard Command can teach you to use. That'll let you solve that problem. They can encrypt their stuff between them. We can show you how to do that. We can show you how to use resources that are available that you hadn't even think of to do what the Army uses people to do. But that's what you have to do. Other resources that are available to you as you start these new groups up, because now's the time. It's too late to wait. You can't wait and let somebody else start them. If you thought that you think that you need a community protection team on your street, you're the commander, because the rest of them don't think that. They think that they're going to call the police, and they're going to ride out in a little car with the little flashy lights and noisy horn and cure anything. I tell you where the police are going when things get bad. Police going home to take care of the wife and kids. So's the deputies. So's a lot of the federal agents. So when these things start happening, you're going to have a problem. Preparation for this war and the fact that things are going so bad, we've got a lot of other things going on here that we didn't used to have. Years ago, in a little country called Honduras, we created a group called MS-13 to help fight the Sandman in El Salvador. Just last week, I saw a guy with a tattooed 13 on his neck walk past me in a grocery store. They're here. They're trained. They've got their helpers. We've got white buses coming across the southern border, driving up to Kansas City, opening up. Out comes 88 Middle Easterners. Didn't see many women. The people that looked at those, they saw a lot of guys. There they get on different buses and go different directions all over this nation. They come here because they think that we are evil and we must be destroyed. We may be evil, but we're not the ones going to be destroyed. We got a little building setting up on up in Manhattan called United Nations. And they've got the idea, since our president, elected president, is sitting as the head of their Security Council in violation of our Constitution, that they own this nation, that they own all this land and all the rights here, and that all they have to do is tell him their representative, and he'll pass the word, and we'll take care of it. But they're out there, too. So we have a number of enemies. And when you're in a target-rich environment, you make a small, you get into as small an area as you possibly can. You defend, make it as defensible as you possibly can. And from there, you conduct operations. If you've got extra people that aren't needed to guard that area, then they swear out. But now's the time. You're going to get a full port on here. Four separate radio shows over the next 3 weeks. And the purpose of these radio shows is going to be to help you in getting your militia connected to other militias. Now, here's something that you have to take into consideration. Militias are state organizations. What that means is that about the time you strap on your six-gun, strap on your equipment, put your patch on your shoulder, your name over your pocket, and walk across the state line, you're in violation of somebody's area. So your area is what you defend. Now, if you got somebody sitting on that border up there because that's evil and it needs to be taken care of, if the militia from that state and the militia from this state get together right at the border to shake hands, I'm quite sure that the problem will have been eradicated. But just remember, because we've got gangs out there, some of them have actually been soldiers. They got training. Some of them are being trained right now by people that don't like us. We have paid demonstrators. You have a First Amendment right to assemble. And if somebody pays you $40 to go do it for 5 hours, you're just exuding your civil rights. We're going to have fifth columns. These are people who are under the command of some other country that's going to be coming to this end here. Why? Because our army has been weakened by the people in charge. And, of course, we have our own homegrown gangsters, people who think that this is their part of the land and that's you can't come here. Well, all of these people, at one time or the other, are going to attack the people that live in this land, and that's the job of the militia to defend them. In preparation, there's some sites you need to go and look at. If you're thinking of forming a militia, there's a place called a well-regulated militia, awrm.org. When you open that site up, they have NIMS, National Militia Standards. Click on that. You can download them in PDF, print them out, and use them as a guidebook for training. There is the RAM site. RAM site has moved because the original owner is no longer with us and is now located at militias.ning.com. Militias, MILITIAS .ning, November, India, November, Golf, .com. In there you see a resource center. Now is the time, because soon it may be too late, to download every document out of that onto your own to a thumb drive. Just sit there. I mean, while you're sitting there sipping a beer, watching Walter Cronkite or whoever's doing the news, right-hand click on one and download it, and just keep on doing that. Anytime you're not doing anything, download those. Because if you have them on your thumb drive, you can secure that thumb drive, and when the networks are no longer there, you can still bring them up on your computer and use the information. They have everything there from first aid to medical surgery, building things that you don't need right now, growing food that you don't need, how to make medicine. All these things are up on that site, and now's the time to do them. Another thing to do, I hate to see the lights go off in the collective glazing of the eyes, but get a ham license. I don't want a ham license. The government will use it to come get me. And they may. But if you're any kind of a patriot, you've already said something to somebody else, and they've got your name anyway, and whether they get you because of your ham or whether they get you because you oppose the government, either way, you'll be in the same cell, the same condition. But if you get that license now, then you get to play with it online. You get to go and learn how to talk, learn how to punch numbers into your radio and have it go through from repeater to repeater, make long calls all the way across this nation of ours. Learn how to make antennas. All these things are available to you, but you got to start now. You should have started 10 years ago. But now's the time. As we close out here tonight, this is not a negative show. This is positive, because I'm positive that things are getting bad. When you have Air Force One flying out of North Carolina, when you have Homeland Security vehicles with little blue lights pulling people over on highways in America for no reason, all these things indicate that the old quote, when the stuff hits the fan, well, the reason the wall is brown is it's already has this dried. It's time now for you to do your part. They're building new FEMA facilities because someone says, well, in case of an emergency, we can house refugees in there. Well, we got 20 million Mexican refugees that they said in 1984 were going into them, and they didn't make it. But I wonder who is. And this is Paul Bearer. I want to wish all of you a good week and ask you to come back next week. And by tomorrow, you'll be able to come on here to blogtalkradio.com/wildcardcommand and listen to this, or maybe even download it and put it on a thumb drive. Use it for education. Further down the list on the same channel, you'll find 10 of these lessons on how to make a community protection team. This is Safe Talker, and y'all have a good evening. We're out.